say something?
I hope so. You look like what? You're running really hard to try and break your record from last year.
No.
Not at all.
No. I lost any hope.
You lost the hope. What happened?
I don't know.
I mean, you're running strong right now.
Yeah, I do. But not much time left.
And you need to do 68 miles. Or something like that.
Yeah, something like 57.
When did it disappear, the chance of breaking the record?
I don't know. Maybe this morning.
Have you had some tough times?
I can't say it was tough. It was blessingful.
Okay, it was blessingful. But did you have any sickness, any extra pain?
Yeah, I got my both friends on the second day, and they stay with me until now.
And those friends are shin splints?
Yeah, my dear ones, my controllers.
Now, here's a tough question.
Blessingful.
A blessingful question.
Okay.
The blessingful question is, you know you can't transcend the total from last year, and yet here you are, and it's hard to describe, but you're running pretty darn quick and pretty darn hard, and it's not easy. You could just walk in the next 18 hours.
You know what? My friend just left me. So now when I don't have a goal in number and I'm alone at last, I mean without my friends, so I have a chance to enjoy. And yeah.
No, but where did the pains go, do you think?
Where?
Yeah, where did they go? I mean, they're just out here somewhere.
I mean, into the area where it came from, to the mind. I don't know how to explain. But yesterday I had a really, really nice experience of running and being an instrument and all those divine spiritual things were involved. And I still had it this morning. But, you know, now, and then I had quite a different experience of all my divine thoughts, you know, beautiful for myself. And now I'm kind of coming back, I hope. So it's all ups and downs, like Sarah said. Ups and downs.
You've spoken to many of the runners out here, or do you try and keep to yourself?
Basically, I was trying to keep to myself, and if I spoke to runners, it was all about shin splints and how to overrun it, overcome or whatever.
Did anybody give you any good advice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The one that I definitely will keep for myself and will share with the very first opportunity is Darbhasana's advice that it is much easier to overrun shin splint through the pain. I mean, you have shin splint and you keep running even because of the pain, and you bear it. And amazingly, this is the easiest way how to get rid of shin splint.
Is to run through the pain.
Yeah, but the toughest way is to overrun it gently, to follow the pain. The pain increase, you slow down. The pain slow, I mean, the pain goes down, you run faster. And it works amazingly. No remedies.
So you really just have to bang away at it and not be scared of the pain.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just trying to not to defeat pain. You try to even cooperate or whatever. I mean, the widest advice I ever got about shin splint. When people said to me, okay, you had shin splint, just run, it will go on. They didn't say anything for me. But when he said it is much easier to, you know, to run through the pain or to manage it. I mean, to manage it is more difficult because here you have to deal with your ego. You have to deal with the, you know, public opinion, whatever. Like, you have to walk after you run, and it is very sad. But when you manage it, when you understand that the task of running seems plain by managing it. I've been experiencing some pain, and this gives you inspiration. You just work with yourself. So nice.
It looks like you're having a good time.
Yeah. I definitely come back again. I mean, here. If they take me back.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.